It's time to combine a guilty little pleasure with a new healthy habit. Kick up your feet and listen in. This is Wisdom and Chocolate. I am Beth Stanko, and you are listening to Wisdom and Chocolate. Hey, how are you today? How's your week been? My goodness, to have you on here every Wednesday, knowing that you're listening, that you're engaged, that you're hopefully finding some new tools, some new ways of looking at life. Oh my gosh, that just fills me with so much joy. You have no idea. And today is my first podcast back after doing a little bit of traveling and attending an amazing conference, listening to some really inspirational speakers. So I am fired up. I am really fired up. I'm super excited to just be here, to be doing what I'm doing. What an amazing blessing. Now, before I start into the subjects of today, I just want to remind you that you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, like I'm everywhere. And I am providing just a little bit of inspiration at least twice a day on almost all of the platforms that I am on. And even there'll be times where I'm doing like 4 posts a day, even more. It depends on what's going on. So if you need a little bit of inspiration during the day, make sure that you are following me on social media and make sure that as you are doing that, you are actively taking part in lifting up your day and helping yourself feel great about what is going on in your life. Now, today's main topic is creating a world built on grace. So what in the world does that mean, right? Like every time we talk about grace, it's like how much more can she cover on this, right? But this one today is actually different because up to this point, every time I have spoken about grace, I'm talking about kind of calling it in, saying, okay, yo, grace. I'm ready for some grace. Come on in. Let's sit down. Let's have a party, right? But today we're talking about actually having grace with you, walking into a room with grace, creating a world built on grace, where grace is already a factor, where you don't have to call it in. It's coming in with you. You follow me? So grace is an amazing balance of respect and forgiveness. And in this world that we're living in today, don't we need both of those things for sure? And a few other things, to be totally honest with you. But those two things specifically, we need to be respecting ourselves and one another. We need to be respecting the struggle that everyone is in. We need to be respecting the lives that every individual that you come in contact with has lived, because we can't assume that everybody has had the same life as ours. Your next door neighbor, the person at the gas station, the person at the grocery store, the person at the convenience store, the person behind you in line or in front of you in line at the movie theater, all of these people have had totally different lives. And depending on how your life has been, it shapes how you react to the things that are going on around you. So when you see someone who's angry, who's constantly canceling other people, who's deciding everybody else is wrong, it's important to approach them with grace. Recognize that they need and deserve respect and forgiveness. And it's important that we recognize that before it's even a thought. In other words, you're approaching everyone with grace. You're giving them the benefit of the doubt before you even start engaging with them. You're giving them a moment to be individual before you even assess their opinions and the things that they're saying. Do you follow what I'm saying? Forgiving people before they even have an opportunity to let you down. That's what I'm saying. And if you're thinking, well, that's kind of harsh, you know, you're just assuming people are going to let you down. No, that's not even where I'm coming from, because the grace, the forgiveness, the love, the respect, the compassion, like all those different things that I'm always talking about, my hope is that you're approaching everyone that way, not just the people who may eventually let you down. And that includes you. creating an internal world built on grace, where you are constantly just allowing space for mistakes, for misspeaking, right? This is a beautiful way to approach life, this understanding that you're walking into the room with grace. Now, there's this thing called entrainment, and you know I'm all about the drum circles and the rhythm and all that kind of thing. I really love how music can tap into people's minds and help people to expand their awareness just by pounding on a drum or just listening to music. And there's this thing that happens where multiple people are in a room when music is being used as a way to, you know, entertain, and that is entrainment. All of the cells in our body start entraining to the pulse of the music. And if we're involved in creating that pulse, oh my gosh, that entrainment becomes so powerful. It's so healing. And to heal in that way with many, many people around you is just absolutely gorgeous. Now, when you entrain to the pulse of the positive vibe, oh, I know that's going to be a t-shirt, right? And train to the pulse of the positive vibe. When you do that, where you're always walking through life, feeling that positive vibe, and you can get other people to sense it and feel it so they're entraining on your positive vibe, holy smokes. Holy smokes. That's an amazing, amazing thing. So when you bring the joy in the room with you, you create that vibe, and people need that vibe, so they're automatically entraining to it. Now, I say automatic, but there'll be people who fight you on it. I've met many people who just flat out hate me because I'm a happy person. Isn't that sad? That's so sad. I have so much compassion for those people because, my goodness, how do you go through life never feeling happy or always just looking at people feeling suspicious just because they're happy? Oh, wow. See, I see happy people and I want to be next to them. What's going on? What's their vibe? How are they feeling this happy? Like, I want to know. I want to understand. And you would be so amazed at how many people who have had quote unquote rough lives who are so amazingly happy. And why is that? It's a choice. They've made a choice to be happy, and not fake happy, like literally making a choice to embody the grace when they walk into a room. And another thing that I notice is that there's this lack of fear of being accepted. Like when you've had sort of a rough life and things have kind of drug you down and you have chosen to have a more positive outlook, you've chosen to find joy, you've chosen to be a happy person, you also drop the fear of being accepted. And as I get older, that fear goes away. For many people, that happens. You know, it's like, who cares anymore, right? When you're in your teens and your 20s and your 30s, it's like all about, are they going to like me? What are they going to think of me? And now, no way, man, I'm a free thinker. I'm going to do what I need to do, what I want to do. And I'm going to do it because it makes me happy. And if people don't like me and they don't accept me, I just feel so sorry for them. To not join in the pulse of my positive vibe, like seriously, you're going to not want to do that? Like, I feel really bad for them. And I give them grace before it even comes up because they need it. Because I need it. Grace is a gorgeous and beautiful and loving experience. Creating a world built on grace is as easy as recognizing that everyone around you is hurting in some way. Don't they deserve that grace? Don't you deserve that grace? And once you acknowledge that and you accept it, it is so easy to just bring it with you. Like, you don't have to call on it. You love people that much. And in all the times in our history, don't we need that love more now than ever? There is one simple equation that holds the secret to an empowered life. It's called the I Am Equation, a powerful online course at BetsDanko.com dedicated to creating real, transformative change through self-celebration. Celebrate, motivate, and empower. It's that simple. The solution to the equation is personal transformation. The I Am Equation at BethStanko.com. Plug your life into the equation at BethStanko.com. So at my last retreat, the Spiritual Spa, back in March, I had the most amazing array of chocolate. Those of you who don't know, at the Spiritual Spa and the Midsummer Reset, I have a chocolate bar, and also I feature Hunter Brothers coffee. So you can make your own coffees. You can go choose what kind of chocolate you have. And isn't that a beautiful way to spend the day? Just sit there talking with people, doing your drum circles, doing all this kind of stuff. You got the coffee sitting there. You got the chocolate ready. It's a gorgeous, yummy thing. Well, there was a chocolate that everybody sort of honed in on, like, oh my gosh, this is the most amazing chocolate out of everything I had there. And trust me, there were so many healthy chocolates to choose from. It was so good. Gluten-free, non-GMO, the dairy-free. There were oat chocolates. There were so many different kinds of chocolates. And I did have the traditional kind because some people aren't into the super healthy kind. I know. My branding is more about the healthy, but I want to love everybody, man. And if people need the other kind of chocolate, it's going to be there. So it was. But this one, I got the most comments on, and it was sort of sad because it was one that was represented a little less than the others, only because I couldn't find any more at the time of the retreat. But it's out there. It's out there. It's online. This is Moo Organic Chocolates. Honey caramel was one of the flavors I had. Roasted almond. There was a dark chocolate with pretzel. Ooh. It was really, really good. Now, these did have milk in them, and obviously the one with pretzel might have been something that somebody with a gluten sensitivity should have read the label and made sure it was safe for them. But oh my gosh, this chocolate was so good, so creamy, so yummy, and it tasted healthy. Now, many of you who listen to this podcast know that I am sensitive to milk, so I didn't eat a lot of it, but I tasted each one. I want to make sure that what I put out on the table is actually good enough. Well, it was more than good enough. And then to get more people coming at me saying, oh my gosh, that was the best chocolate you've ever had out. Woo, wow. It was really, really awesome. So definitely, if you're on the fence about signing up for Midsummer Reset, know that that Moo chocolate's going to be waiting for you. If that's the thing that gets you to take a weekend to love yourself and take care of yourself, well then, you know, there it is. Hunter Brothers Coffee and Moo Organic Chocolates. Definitely at the Midsummer Reset, July of this year. Now the chocolate moment today is spread the love, give chocolate. Spread the love, baby. Give that chocolate. And of course, that is what I do at my retreats. I recognize that it's kind of a silly little thing, but people really appreciate it. And to be totally honest with you, it's not something that's easy in the pocketbook. Like, it can be super expensive to provide a lot of chocolate, but it is so worth it to see the smiles on people's faces. It's also worth it to inspire people to choose a more pure, healthier level of chocolate when they're going for something like that. Because we're always looking for ways to treat ourselves better, right? But we get cravings and we want to do things that maybe aren't as healthy for us. So wouldn't it be great to combine those two situations and go, like, I'm going for the healthy and the chocolate at the same time. So I try to provide opportunities to try some of these healthier chocolates so that you're inspired to go out and make healthier choices, even if you're trying to quote unquote cheat on what it is that you're doing, because your body is worth that. It's your temple. It's the only temple you were given. And it's definitely worthy of being cared for. So I spread the love by giving chocolate, by giving you information you can use. This is healthier for me. I'm going to go for this. Also, by giving you an opportunity to stand around and smile and indulge and feel good about yourself at the same time. So in this chocolate moment, I want to encourage you to find your thing. And it can be a simple thing. It doesn't have to be as expensive as chocolate. But we all need to be giving something into this world right now because it's all about the vibe, right? It's all about that positive vibe, the pulse of that. And part of my positive vibe is giving chocolate. That's part of what I do. Whether it's on this podcast, so it's sort of this chocolate thought, this implantation of chocolate yumminess into your brain, or if it's physically giving you chocolate, that's part of my thing. But what is your thing? How are you giving out into the world in subtle ways? Have you thought of maybe texting someone you haven't spoken to in a really long time? Have you thought of sitting down and spending time giving some prayer for the people in your lives? What subtle thing have you decided to do to give people? And may I give you this moment to feel inspired, to find something that you can give? Maybe you're sort of an introvert and you're not one to smile a lot at people or say hello to people freely. Maybe your gift to others is you're just 5 times in a day, you're going to make a point of smiling at somebody you don't know. Wouldn't that be amazing? Maybe you start a thing in your office where you hug people when you come into work. Hey, I just want to, you know, say hello to you and just wish you a good day, and you give them a hug. Maybe that's your thing. Some of the things that you can give cost absolutely nothing. And in fact, they help you feel good inside. So you're giving, but you're getting at the same time. Don't we love that? Now, another thing that I did at the spiritual spa was I don't know why, but all of a sudden I had this feeling I need to give socks. Everybody needs to have a pair of socks. And yes, it was in, you know, the end of the winter. I didn't know what the weather was going to be like. So I did have it in my head that, you know, socks would be a good thing. And if it's super snowy and icy outside, I inspire people to take off their shoes when they come in because we do some things on the floor, you know, yoga and things of that sort. And so I'm figuring, you know, having them take off their shoes might leave their feet cold. So I'm going to give them socks. And I had no idea how that was going to go over. But do you know what? I had just a handful of socks left by the time everybody left. Like more than 40 pair of socks were taken that weekend. Like there were so many people wearing purple socks. It was awesome. And it was a gift that I gave so that people's feet could be warm. So be creative about the things that you can give to the world. We want people to entrain on the pulse of your positive vibe. We want them to feel the joy in the room when you are there. We want that vibe to be something that's infectious. Maybe people, when they were at my retreat, they took a pair of purple socks and gave them to a friend. Oh my goodness, what a lovely thing. Spreading the vibe. You gotta love it. This is the year to celebrate you. Join me on this unforgettable journey of self-empowerment with an uplifting, soul-quenching program created just for you. This is Celebrate You, where members access monthly content like inspirational offerings, downloadable handouts and journaling pages, affirmations and processes, meditations, journaling prompts, special audio and video content, plus you're automatically subscribed to BethStanko.com so you can be in the loop for new blogs, retreats, courses, and products. My in-person and online courses and retreats have touched so many lives, from professionals to stay-at-home parents to corporate executives who, like most of us, want both inner peace and outward productivity. Sometimes we need a little personal guidance to achieve an empowered lifestyle. It's here. It's time to celebrate you. So as I said, I have been traveling. I went to Austin, Texas, and I actually attended the Growth Day event there. And it was 4 days of just awesomeness, just a lot of really awesome people, a lot of people hugging each other, sharing their stories, listening to some of the speakers there. It was just a really awesome event. And one of the reasons that I went is because obviously I'm in the personal development business. So I wanted to be in the environment of other people doing the same thing. I wanted to see other speakers. So it was an opportunity for me to see and sense the exact field that I'm in real time live. And it was more than a benefit. Oh my gosh. It was a really, really great time. And it was inspirational. I didn't know how much I'd get from it personally, like soul level. I understood what I would get on a business level, but man, my soul was touched. It was like that moo chocolate, like for 4 days straight. It was smooth. It was yummy. It was like just the right amount of crunch, just the right amount of smooth. It was like so amazing. And I definitely entrained on the pulse of the positive vibe while I was there. So many people hugging each other, so many people sharing their stories. How could you not feel the positive vibe, right? Like it was so amazing. And you know, there were like 2,000 people there, more than 2,000 people, but this should be our everyday lives, right? There's our peer group, our friends should be the people that you want to hug, you want to share your stories with, you want to smile with. That should be the crowd we are surrounding ourselves with. And many times, like I live way out in the country, it's hard to connect to people. You literally have to leave your house to connect to people. And that's okay. I'm good with that. I like to leave my house. But there are people who work in offices and still aren't connecting to people, even though they're in a company with a, you know, 40, 60, 100, 2,000 people there. Like they're still not connecting. So let's engage that grace. Let's create a world based on grace. Give yourself grace. Stop worrying about what other people around you will think of you. Walk into a room knowing that grace is coming with you and choose to engage. Choose to bring the thing into the room, whatever it is that you're going to give to people. No, you don't have to give socks. You don't have to give chocolate. But even if it's a smile, a shaking of the hand, a hug, whatever the thing is, just a text to people to remind them that you are thinking of them. These things are so important, not just for them, but for you. It feeds your soul. Build a community so you know that you have someone's back and they have yours. And if you've listened to this podcast for a while, you know I've talked about networking. I've talked about getting out there and really connecting with your friends and all of that kind of thing. This is the moment in this podcast where I'm telling you all of those things combined will help you live a more fulfilling life. It is the moo chocolate, baby. It is the entrainment on the pulse of the positive vibe because you make a choice to bring it into the room with you. Don't just call on the grace because you're, you know, being affected by negative people, challenging people. Bring it with you so you're never affected. You're automatically giving them grace. That, oh my gosh, what a beautiful world you would create for you. Check out everything that BetsDanko.com has to offer at BetsDanko.com. If you're on social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, you can follow me and BetsDanko.com and keep up to date on all the little bits of wisdom and chocolate that I post Monday through Friday. Subscribe to this podcast and start enjoying your weekly dose of celebrating you with Bets Danko. And while you're at it, if you're enjoying wisdom and chocolate, please take a moment and share with a friend. Go ahead. Tag a friend today with wisdom and chocolate and get them started on a path of self-celebration. Experience the wisdom that helps to motivate and empower you in relationships, business, family, and most importantly, self-celebration. Getting the picture? It's wisdom and it's all about you. Want to hear the chocolate? Tune into Wisdom and Chocolate weekly.